My name is Dick. I'm an alcoholic. And my home group is the South Pacific group. I asked Rochelle what she wanted me to do. She said that she'd like me to tell what's happened and what's changed in AA and myself since I came in the program. And she said I had 5 minutes to do it. So I tell you, first of all, myself, since I come in the program, I've got 2 hearing aids, 2 artificial hips, and I've lost my gallbladder. So that's about the main things that's happened to me. I've had 4 sponsors since I've been in AA. They all died. I'm looking for a new one, so if I can help you, I might be a little reluctant if I were you, if I can. Anyway, what is changed in AA? Of course, we've got the internet today, and we've got meetings online. I'm currently the manager of the local central office, and we have everything online that we didn't have before. We have all kinds of stuff. One thing I did want to mention, I was fortunate enough to be back in New York about 25, 26 years ago when they had the first publication of the big book in Russian. And I think that about that time, the big book had been translated into 4 or 5 different languages, I'm not sure. But I got a thing into the central office the other day, and it was a listing of big books that were available in different languages. There were 67 of them. So there's the big thing that's changed is for AA as a whole. It's all over the world now. But locally and at the meetings, you know, the meetings, it's the same thing. I want to tell you about 2 meetings that I've gone to. The first meeting that I went to, and a meeting that I went to about 2 weeks ago. I got sober at Pearl Harbor here, right down the street, at a place called the ARD, the Alcohol Rehabilitation Dry Dock. And I went in there. I was in the Navy. And I went in there because I was having some problems with anxiety. And the guy that I talked to was a guy by the name of Pete Peterson, who was the head of the place right then. I didn't know who he was or what that was. And he talked to me for a while, and he suggested that I go to this meeting on Friday night down there. And I went to it. And since it was in the Navy base and in a Navy building, I really thought it was a Navy training thing. You know, I had no idea what it was. And I walked in, and I went to the meeting, and there was about 10 people sitting around in a circle, and they did some stuff. I don't remember what all the stuff was, but when they finally got going with the meeting, they were reading out of this book, and they were passing the book around. And I got the picture pretty quick that when it came to me, I was going to be expected to read something out of this book. And the big thing that I was worried about was, how do I know where to start reading, and how do I know when to stop reading? And the book finally got to me, and the first problem was solved, and the guy handed me the book, and he pointed to where he had stopped, and I started reading. And when I saw the eyebrows started to raise, I knew it was time to stop, and I passed the book on to the next person. And I'm not sure if I knew by the end of that, when I discovered or realized I was in AA meeting. About 2 weeks ago, I was at a meeting in my home group. And we have a big book study. We read out of the big book. We usually pass books around, and each person gets their own book. This particular night, the cabinet was locked up, and they couldn't get the books out. So they sort of followed the same procedure. They passed the book around. And when it got to me, the person next to me handed me the book, and he pointed to where he had stopped, and I started reading. And when I saw the eyebrows start to raise, I stopped reading, and I passed the book on. Now, the difference between the 2 meetings was, at the first one, I didn't know where I was or what was there. At the second one, I knew sure as hell where I was, and I knew why I was there. And that's the big difference between when I came into the program 30 years ago and today. Thank you.
Dick also serves as our humble servant as our manager for central office on Oahu. So it's really nice to get to know someone like Dick. Okay, so I think the best method, the microphone is located here. It's not the best place in the world. So we'll probably line up 5 at a time. We don't want you waiting too long. Actually, maybe you can line up here. We'll put up a few more chairs so you can sit down. So I'll call up five at a time, you know, and you can come to the mic. I'd just like to let you know that tomorrow's introductory speaker is Dick's wife, Anne. And Anne has also served as a delegate for Hawaii area on panel 41. So I thought it'd be nice to have a husband-wife team start us off. Okay, let's start off with Susie Swanson, Maurice, Wayne Wise Swanson, number 4, Linda McDee, and 5, Sharon Jackson.
Hi, I'm Susie. I'm an alcoholic. And I gotta turn around so I can see what I'm doing. I want to welcome everyone that's here. This is pretty awesome. I don't usually get here for the meeting. My life as a sober alcoholic is so vastly different from what I was when I was a stumbling drunk. I got sober in May 4th of 1986. So I'm kind of a newbie because I thought the cutoff was probably 30 years, so I didn't realize I was even allowed. But I can live in my own skin. I don't feel like there's a big hole in my gut where I had to fill it up with God. I'm not a religious person, but I pray a lot, and my life is so much better. Oh, she's got the number. I'm watching. I'm not sure what to say. But to anyone that's here, welcome. It's a wonderful fellowship, and I... biased, but I think Hawaiian AA is probably the best. Anyway, I'm Paul. I just enjoy the weekend and what a wonderful thing we can do together, and life is good. And if I ever drink again, probably the first thing I'll forget is that I can't walk. Next person.
just one housekeeping issue or matter that's becoming an issue. We have some cell phones plugged against the wall, and we were informed that that's not permitted. So if you would please unplug your cell phones, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. I understand the hotel may charge us more if we use up too much of their electricity or something like that. Also, talking about cell phones, would you please silence your cell phones at this time? Thank you. All right, moving on to Mo.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mo, and I'm an alcoholic. I just want to say I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm grateful that you guys are all here for me. I used to come to this meeting when I first got to the island. And I'd sit in the back, and I'd look at all you people and think, how in the hell do you get that much sobriety? And you know what? I stuck around, and I'm one of you guys now. I'm an old fart. And it's awesome, you know. My life has changed so totally since I first came around these rooms from April 12, 1982. And I still feel like a newcomer some days. I'm grateful that I'm teachable. I'm grateful that I have people ahead of me that still show me the right thing to do, because I still don't know it. And you folks have taught me how to walk through life, hold my head up, and walk through the pain instead of run from it. And I'm grateful for that. I left the island about a year ago, and I knew I had to come back for this convention. Susie's right. AA is the best here. I've been in a lot of different states. It's okay, but it's not Hawaii. And I just love you guys. Watching those hula dancers yesterday, some of you remember back in the early 90s when we used to do that hula, and I was reminded of that and grateful to this convention for giving us that opportunity. I didn't know how to hula when I got here, you know, and you guys taught me that too. I love you all, and I'm grateful for everyone here. Thanks.
Wayne?
I'm Wayne Swanson. I'm a very grateful recovered alcoholic. And by the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous and the grace of God, I haven't found it necessary to take a drink of alcohol or any other mind-altering illegal drug since October 6, 1979. This thing isn't going to stay up. Okay. Did everybody see those, hear those kids last night singing, and weren't they great? There ain't no way I could have done that because I was too busy drinking alcohol. Our stories disclose in a general way what we were like, what happened, and what we're like now. What I was like was I drank too much, and what happened is I got sober. And what I'm like now is sober's better. And anything else is embellishment. You know? I can't probably expound 2 minutes already. All left, okay. I probably can't expound much on what Dick and Susie and Mo said. And I agree, I've been in AA all over the country. Several foreign countries, and I've not found it better than here. Everybody does it their own way. Everybody does it and stays sober. It works everywhere, but it's more fun here. And it doesn't snow. That's all I have. Thanks.
Linda?
Aloha family, my name is Linda. I am an alcoholic. I really didn't expect to be called up, but here I am, and I feel like the baby of this group. My sobriety date is July 18th, 1987. I've been going through an application process to take part in a research study. And they've been asking me questions about alcohol use and other things. And one of the questions on their formula is, did you ever have more than 6 drinks at a time? Well, yeah. You know, so I said, of course, I'm an alcoholic. But it's so nice to be able to laugh about that today, isn't it? When I was practicing that more than 6 drinks at a time, I was miserable. And I thought that's the way life was. And I am forever grateful to all of you for showing me that there is a better way. Thank you.
Sharon.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sharon Jackson. I'm an alcoholic. I want to welcome all the newcomers and all the old-timers and everybody in between that's in a chair and keeping your chair and loving your chair and some days not loving it, but that's what we do here. We just keep coming back. My home group is White Cliff, West Vancouver, Canada. Yeah!
A?
was talking to an American this morning. He said, "You just said A." And I went, "I did A." You know, I can't help it. It just comes naturally, I suppose. And but really quickly, because I'm very verbal, I got to tell you, I've been here, this is my fourth time to the conference here, and I just love it. And who got me coming? Maybe some of you know, now deceased, Gertie Todd and her husband, Charlie Todd. Big shout out for Gertie in heaven there. And she just loved me more than I could ever love myself. She was one of my sponsors. My first sponsor, she passed away. And my most recent sponsor 8 months ago, Lois McCann from Vancouver, passed away, and they were all very close to God, I gotta tell you. And what they gave me was love, and love is what I needed, love is what I need every minute, and love just doesn't stop coming in this program. I'm changed. I'm not the woman I was when I got here. My sobriety date is April 29th, 1984, and that makes me 28 years sober, and I know I look too young, right? I like that part. So I guess I drank enough booze to preserve me just right before I started, you know, my whole system started crashing and all my organs shut down or whatever. But just that edge, you know, I drank as long as I could and as hard as I could. When I got here, I didn't know I was an alcoholic, and I won't tell you the whole story, but I end up face to face with another alcoholic, and this woman tells me her sad story of woes of drinking. And I thought, here I am again. Someone's telling me all their problems. What's up, right? But anyway, she carried the message to me, and I thought if I go to these meetings, they might like me and let me stick around, because my drinking got to a place where people locked the doors, turned out the lights, and they didn't want me in their home, you know? So I lost my soul to alcoholism. I don't know if I even really had one before I found God here, but I do have it now. I'm expressive. I'm alive. I'm growing, I'm transforming, and it just never stops. And I like that I'm accountable to become the best woman I can become and to lead other women in that path as well. So thank you for my sobriety.
Okay, Will Monk, W, Lisa Militante, Judy B, Kathy Q, and Rosemary A, would you please come on up? Rosemary's from, 1959. Yeah, come. You're first. Wilma.
Good afternoon. I am Wilma Weston, and I am an alcoholic. Hi. My home group is the Saturday Night Evakahe Speakers Meeting right here on the island of Oahu. It hasn't been necessary for me to take a drink or any mind-bending chemicals since March the 22nd, 1969. So I am 43 years in change. I like to say this because it's true. I didn't get here when I was 20. I didn't get here when I was 25. I didn't get here when I was 30. I didn't get here when I was 35. I just got here after that. Drank as much as I could drink and enjoyed it for a long, long time. But what I've learned here in Alcoholics Anonymous, because you've taught me everything that I need to know about living and working the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I have never changed the formula that got me here. I've never taken a leave of absence in 43 years and change. I've never found it too boring. I've never found how many times anybody that gets up here and speaks and goes to meetings like I do, how many times have you heard Chapter 5 read? Huh? Third step read. Oh, I've heard them all. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, I don't know, because I go to a lot of meetings. I go to on the average of 4 to 5 meetings a week. You know why? Because that's the formula I started off with. They made for me what I could not make for myself. They gave me a foundation in Alcoholics Anonymous when I walked through the doors. And they said the whole damn house may fall, but if you build your foundation, you can always build a house on it again. And that's true in life, because things will come and things will go. But the foundation of Alcoholics Anonymous has always been there for me. And that's why I continue to be in service. I do all the things that's necessary for me to do, not because I want to,
Who wants to? I do it because, you know what my sponsor first told me? I'm like you, they've died. You know, I've outlived them. How's that? He said to me, do you want to live or do you want to die? That's pretty damn simple. And you know what? I kind of thought about it at first. Huh? But he said, if you choose to live, you will do these things. Because I'm never going to suggest them. I'm going to tell you. So I sponsor people. I don't suggest anything to them. I said, this is what you'll do. You want to live or do you want to die? You want to die? Have somebody else. I don't have enough time. Life is too short for me now. I got to move on. So if you don't want what I have, see ya. And that's the way it is. AA is a place where we'll destroy ourselves from the inside, never from the outside. I believe that. Thank you.
Rosemary. I'm Rosemary Allen from Redwood City, California. And I'm an alcoholic. And happy All Souls Day. I'm getting so I know more of those souls than I do of the living. And I'm here, number one, the God of my understanding. Number two, my family. The three I got left who are still living. And one is deceased. He died here in Hawaii. He was a beach bum for 10 years, and he fell out of a tree. I didn't have to watch the disease. But anyway, I'm so full of gratitude. I'm going to do what I never did when I drank. A lot of people said they did stuff when they drank. Well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do a little tap dance. I'm so grateful that I can do it. That was really important to tell you. I mean, it is. Exercise. I mean, and eat right. God is good. He gave us a wonderful body. And I do more. I didn't have a lot of yes when I drank. I'm going to have those yes now. Not by... Everybody has come in here and showed me why I shouldn't drink, because I was positive I wasn't. They wanted to put me in Agnew State Hospital. Thank God. Anyway, he knew what he was doing. Amen, and it's wonderful that I can be whatever that, you know, I had an accident, so I can walk. I couldn't walk before. Anyway, thank you all for being here.
Aloha everybody, my name is Lisa Militante. I am an alcoholic. Aloha, came to believe is my home group. And I have 3 minutes. But you know what? Chrissy, my sister, had 27 years, and Bogey, my brother-in-law. And they're in another meeting, and I was wondering, can I have their 3 minutes? Y'all know them, right? So that's 9 minutes. So, no. No. I'm going to keep it simple. Honesty has its own reward. Honesty is its own reward. And sometimes being honest is... demands that we give answers that the listener don't like. And that listener may have power. And I'm talking about maybe your treatment centers. I was given a task to do a gratitude list of 10 things, and I was only 1 week sober. Hello! I hate everybody that's not here. I don't even want to be here. Okay, I got to give to stay in the treatment center. Just start me offline. But doesn't the people say, we beg of you to be fearless and fair from the very start? From the very start of our sobriety? Or from the very start after we leave the treatment center? You know what I mean? Sobriety is its own reward. I mean, honesty. Because I did though after I leave the treatment center stuff. I'm going to start when I leave the treatment center. And I fell. And I fell. And I fell. So I went to treatment center. They gave me this assignment. And I only did 5 things that I was grateful for. And I knew that the consequence was I was going to get kicked out. Because the thing was 10. Yeah. And there's a great fear in me because I have no place to go. And I have been falling all this time and I'm powerful. But I did 5. And honesty is its own reward. Being honesty is your own reward. And I went and I said, you know what, I only get 5. And that 5 was, I'm so grateful I can see, which I had cataract surgery 2 weeks ago. Okay, I can hear. Okay, I can taste. And I can touch. Oh my, and the other one. What is the other one? Smell the aroma, the flowers of Hawaii. I am so grateful for that. I don't want to be without any one of those. Yeah? But you know, I was an alcoholic just, you know, 10 days sober, so I chew in a lie. I was grateful to be sober. 6. Okay. But 5 out of 6 was good. And I turned that in, and I told them that I cannot lie. I will lie if you tell me. Make me feel this out. I did not like my family. I did not like anything. And I thank you today. Honesty is its own benefit. Honesty is its own reward. And be honest. Thank you very much.
Okay. Kathy Q with 29 years. Lida B, 34 years. Fran K, 29 years. And Dan B with 40 years. Come on up. Anyone?
Hi, my name is Franny. I'm an alcoholic. Okay, so we come to the, we went to Maui, and we're from New York City, from Rockaway. So we're in Maui, beautiful Maui, and we live right in Rockaway, and we're texting and hearing of all the devastation and everything. So we go down to have dinner, and the waiter said, can't serve you, there's a tsunami coming. I go, wait a minute. I was very happy I got my snorkeling in. I don't know if that's selfish, but I was happy, I have to tell you. Well, that was okay. Then we're on a bus going to the sunrise thing, and the guy says, listen, it's a full moon, and there's going to be a lot of jellyfish on the mainland or whatever. You know, I said, jellyfish? I felt like I was at a Passover ceremony with this, you know, tsunami, hurricane, jellyfish. But then he said, we're going to go into the 7, when I went to Hannah. She goes, there's the 7 pools. You know, you go through the 7 pools, and I said, this is great. Like, you pass go, you go straight through, you don't have to do the steps, you go straight through, you come out, you go straight to heaven, this is wonderful, I'm going to go into every pool. It was very cold. It was very, I'm not going. You know, it was very windy. I can't take any shortcuts during life, you know what I mean? I have, okay. Anyway, so we're texting back and forth. Did you hear from this? Is this? Is your house still there? Where's the cars? And this is back and forth. And it gets to you. But the beauty, Maui was beautiful. So we come here. We finally come here. We're in the hotel room. It's beautiful. I'm tired, but my mind is on, you know, we don't have the cars and we don't have this and what's going to happen with the cat. And I'm surveying the place and I'm tired and I'm angry and I wasn't looking where I was going. And I fell. And so, you know, if anybody saw me last night, it looked like my husband brought me up the street to my first meeting. Or he beat the shit out of me. Because I needed 6 stitches over here and two on my lip, and my whole eye, well, I have makeup. Well, talk about God slowing you down. So I thought I'd bring a little humor to this. Okay? Because I can bring humor to it. I could have broken my nose, you know? Just make sure I don't fall asleep, because I don't know if I have a concussion yet. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name's Lyda. I'm an alcoholic. And Principles Before Personalities is my home group. I hook them up home group. I don't know how to follow this. Tap dancing. Anyway. I got sober at Pearl Harbor. Pete Peterson was the first person I saw over there. And I remember I walked in and I had two black eyes. So I kind of fit in here today, I guess. And I had big sunglasses on and I was very dramatic. And I wanted to be felt sorry for, because that's how I was when I was drinking. I wanted people to feel sorry for me. So I could drink more, you know, feel sorry. Pour me, right? Pour me a drink. Anyway, Pete was the first person I saw, and he said the magic things to me. He said, I can either, because I came in as Al-Anon, and I was beat up, you know. We weren't talking about my drinking. We were talking about his. And that was the second husband. I'm on number four now. I'm an alcoholic. Yeah. I mean, that qualifies you right there. Four husbands. I mean, nobody says, oh, what? How'd that happen? So Pete says, we can do two things here at this ARD through the program. He says, we can either give you a sober husband or you can leave him without feeling guilty. Well, if you're an alcoholic, you know what guilt is. Guilt was my middle name. I was guilty for everything. If you were sitting there, if I'm sitting in a seat and you came in, I'm supposed to move. You're supposed to sit here. I'm not allowed to even sit. I was guilty for things I didn't even do. You just tell me your story and oh my God, I'm guilty of that. So that was my key. That right there started this whole thing. And then Mary became my sponsor. And I went over to her house. It was a long story, but anyway, I went over to her house and we started writing. It was like what Lisa just said. If you're painstaking from the start of your development, you know. And I had to be painstaking from the beginning, you know. And I remember I was at Mary's house that whole day. Lisa was there. Cozy, Chrissy, everybody kept coming through, and they were all sponsoring me. I didn't have one sponsor. I had the whole family. You know, the whole family was there. And it was one of those miracles where they just happened to live across, right over by me, you know, one of those things that we come into in this program. And I remember I was getting in my car to leave that night, and she says, well, just remember, if he stabs you in the back, you're still one step ahead of him. That was my introduction to this program, was humor. Humor. Well, I was beat up, remember? I mean, I didn't know if I was going home to be murdered, you know, or murder him. Okay. I didn't murder anybody in this program, and I haven't been beat up since I've been here, and it's been working. You know, I've had a lot of things happen in and out. People I love have died. I was my third husband. I came in here, got him in here, and then he died. That's how he got out of it. Anyway. Thanks, you guys. Have a good...
My name is Dick. I'm an alcoholic, and I've got the worst handwriting in the world. That's me. Anyway, my sobriety date is July 24th, 1972, and I've been a traveling salesman most of my adult life. I started traveling 10 years before I got sober and traveled another 20 years after I got sober, and I've been all over this country. And I wound up getting transferred early on in my sobriety, like I was 2 months sober, to Seattle. I used to live in Kansas City where I got sober. And shortly after arriving in Seattle, I had to come out here to Hawaii. And then I met a lot of people here. I met Lisa's mom and dad, Sergeant Mack, some of the old guys. But anyway, this became my favorite place to come. A lot of people have said a lot of good things about sobriety here in Hawaii, and I'm not going to, I still live in Washington, and I still like it there. I go to a 7 a.m. meeting in Seattle. I go to the 12 coconuts here now that they have the 12 coconuts, but we don't have too many outdoor meetings in Seattle, but anyway, it rains sometimes, but anyway, my second or third trip to Hawaii, I was here for about 10 days, and somebody said, when are you going home? I said, I'm going home tomorrow, which I was a Thursday when they were asking me. He said, well, the conference starts tomorrow, tonight. I said, conference? What's a conference? And they told me about it, and I said, oh. So back in those days, you could change your airline reservation without a huge penalty, and I did. So I was at the 12th OIAA convention. I've been coming here ever since. I love it here. I'm not going to move here, so don't worry. But I do love being here, and I love seeing all these people. And some of them I've known for a long time, and some of them I miss. And I don't know. I even got to sit. One of my Seattle buddies moved here, and the next thing you know, he was conference chairman 1 year, which was a good deal for me because I got to sit up at the front table during the breakfast and the dinner and all that stuff. But I met an old guy that I'd never met before. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and one of the guys that used to come here all the time because he had a daughter that lived out in New Valley was a guy named Clarence Snyder. And his only claim to fame is that he was the chairperson at the very first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, which, by the way, was in Cleveland, Ohio in 1939. And I did not attend. I was only 6 years old at the time. But I'm like the young lady back there. This summer was a big one for me. I turned 80 years old in June and 40 years sober in July. And that's cool. Somebody said to me, boy, another 40 years. And I said, I don't want to live to be 120. Anyway, thank you again for this conference.
Okay, John M., Gail M., Ollie K. with 29 years, Buzz Hill with 43 years, and Leon S. with 27 years. Oh, this is so orderly.
I'm a recovered alcoholic. My name is John Mason. Hang Loose is my home group. 12 days ago, I made 30 years of sobriety. I remember my first conference here. I had a year of sobriety. It was in 1983. I sat at the old timers. Then they called it old timers, and now they graduated to long timers. But I sat in the back and I said, one day I want to do that. And when I got 20 years, people who get sober for a long time keep staying sober for a long time. So it took me a long time to get up and stand up at the long time it needs. I got sober the same year as Dick. And, you know, a couple of guys mentioned Pete Peterson. I remember my first Malia Roundup, my sponsor at the time, told me I was going to spend the weekend in a room with his sponsor, who was Pete Peterson. And after that weekend, my sponsor said, well, how did you like spending the time with my sponsor? I said, it's like every time I woke up, he was on his knees praying. And Harry said, you get the message? I got a lot of messages from people in this program. People who walked this road before me. And for those of you who walk this road behind me, don't judge. I learned that early. Don't judge. If you're at a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, whether it's a speaker, a reader, or somebody just standing up there crying, pay attention. Do what they told me when I first got here. Sit down, shut up, and listen. It works that way. This is another blessing for me. This is the first time I've ever done anything before my wife. I'll hear about that later. Oh, well. Thank you. My time is up. Thank you.
That's okay. Keep coming back. My name is Gail. I'm a grateful alcoholic and drug addict. Hang loose is my home group. I'm sorry if you can't see me. Harry and Mary used to say, sit up front. I'm sorry you can't understand what I'm saying. I had a stroke 2 years ago, and so I'm paralyzed on the right side. So my sharing will come out all garbled, but I don't care. I'm just happy to be sober. I'm so glad that I am alive and, you know, that I can still be an example to my grandchildren and to my great-granddaughter, who's 5 years old. And she's going to need all the help I can give her. You know, they say that this disease is a family disease, and I can attest to that. My whole family is sicker than none. And so I really believe, as an alcoholic, the other part of this program is Al-Anon. And Lois always used to say that. The other part of this program is Al-Anon. Al-Anon is the part that straightens out my life. I've had a rough 10 years. I had an open heart surgery in 99. In 2005, I had a double mastectomy. And, but I'm here. Even though the worst one was the stroke, though. 2 years ago, that was the hardest one. 1 minute, that means I can't talk anymore after that. I have 1 minute left. Okay, what I want to say to all of you is that I'm so glad to see you. I'm happy you're all here. There are old-timers who know me in here that when I come to the convention, I look for them. Jeannie, where are you?
He's over there.
Oh. Jeannie has 39 years, 1 year before me, and she never lets me forget that. But I love her, and I look forward to seeing her every year. And Dick B, him too. We all stay sober and have fun together. Aloha, and thank you for coming to the convention, all of you from the mainland. Mahalo. Thanks so much.
My name is Ollie, and I'm an alcoholic. And for the grace of God and fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, it hasn't been necessary for me to pick up a drink since about 6:30 on September 28, 1983. And the way I did that, I did it out of resentment. My ex-drinking buddy had been sober since April, and I called that SOB. And he was so grateful, I hung up the phone, fixed a drink, and called him back because I knew I'd screwed up. But, you know, he was already gone. And I didn't understand that, but I do today. But, you know, I showed up there, and I was drunk. And they'd give me a half a cup of coffee. And I'd ask them, fill it up, fill it up. Oh, we don't want you burning us. But, you know, on the way home from that meeting that night, him and his sponsor were sitting in the front seat, and I was in the back, and I heard them talking about a meeting. And I told myself, I said, you know, you're a pretty intelligent man. You don't need one. You just got out of one. And, you know, and they pulled up in front of the house and asked me if I wanted to go. I said yes. And I've been saying yes ever since, you know. And it's great. You know, I started coming over here about 25 years ago to this convention. Last year they messed with me. So I missed it. But, you know, it's a wonderful retreat to get away from home. And what gives me more than gratitude than anything else is how Alcoholics Anonymous works all over the world. I've been fortunate enough to be in several different international countries and a lot of the states. And, you know, no matter what. But when I got sober in Southern California, and when I moved back to Kansas in 1999, and they had them hour meetings instead of an hour and a half, I just knew that nobody could stay sober. But you know, it hadn't been necessary for me to drink. And I've been back here since 99. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And I go to, you know, five committed meetings a week. And if there's a new man, I don't know what the number could be. But I'm there to carry the message and help the new man the best that I can. And I appreciate being here, and it's been a wonderful conference. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Buzz. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Buzz.
From Long Beach, California. My sobriety date is November 16th, 1968. Sobered up in Los Angeles. It's worked out. It's been a good deal for me. They told me three things to do when I got here. Don't drink, go to meetings, get a job. And I did all three for a long time. It's been a good deal. It was nice hearing that speaker last night. I was really impressed, that lady. My name is The Power of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm sorry, I get choked up. Anyway, it was good to hear the speaker. One of the things that are different when I came into AA and today is when they pass the basket for the seventh tradition, they say, if you need a few bucks, take it out.
My name is Leon. I'm a real alcoholic with permanent sobriety thanks to this program. I want to say that when I first came to AA, there was a blue banner in front of the podium like this. And it read, "But for the grace of God." And all I could think is where is the rest of the sentence? But that's why I have permanent sobriety today, but for the grace of God. The next thing I want to say is that I received a lot of mail this year, an awful lot of letters. The most important letter that I got this year was from this convention, with a very sincere apology for a potential anonymity break. Kudos to the committee of this convention for acknowledging that and for taking action on it right away. That meant so much to me, more than the ticket to come here or my registration ticket. That principle of anonymity I was shown and was demonstrated to very early on in Alcoholics Anonymous. There was a woman in AA that gave me my first big book. And she shot herself in the head 2 weeks later. I still have that big book. And my van was rifled on the beach one time back east. And they stole everything of mine out of the van except one thing. Did I do that good? It's not as good as that dance I saw over here earlier, but I'll... And by the way, when I was drinking, I told everybody I was on the same stage with Fred Astaire. But the truth is, I didn't really learn how to dance until after I got sober. And Alcoholics Anonymous taught me that, because I went to a New Year's Eve dance, and there was a woman standing over on the side, and she dragged me onto the dance floor, you know, because I was shaking so much, and I couldn't do anything when I first came here. You know, so thank God for the people that get off their seat here. And last night I signed up for the 1 a.m. Alcathon, and I asked like six people if they would be my speaker. Finally, I got a guy by the name of Benjamin, and he made it all happen, and he had one heck of a beautiful message at 1 a.m. And I'll just say one more thing real quick, too. For that 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. slot, the one that nobody ever wants, I signed up for that 1 year when I came here. And I waited in there and drank a lot of water, and nobody was there. And all of a sudden, a flight attendant who was staying in the hotel came down to that meeting and was looking for Alcoholics Anonymous. And Leon was there at 4:15 a.m. to carry the message to her. And that's what AA is all about. Thank you.
Alrighty, Joanne F., Peggy C., Marvin B., Jeannie H., Laura,
hi, my name's Joanne F., I'm an alcoholic. I'll be brief because I missed the 25. I have 24 years, so I want to just follow up with my husband was just speaking, and he gets all choked up because I want to say the great words of Norm Alfie, which I've never seen him, but when I was newer, I heard tapes of him because I don't know if he was dead before I even came in. And he used to end a lot of his stuff with the great line of, you know, I could have missed it all. And I think that's why sometimes, you know, myself, my husband, the other gentleman, you get so choked up because you think of what your life was like, you know, and you think of your life now or the gifts that you've had. And the longer you're sober, that's why I love listening to old-timers, because it's like that, you hear that difference, you know. And my husband was going to say that, and I'll share this, that, you know, he was locked up when somebody sent him the book. And when we heard that speaker last night, there's not a lot of people that have pardons, and he had felonies, and he had a pardon, and went on to become a parole agent, and, you know, just retired after 33 years. So it's like he went from being locked up to holding the keys. And that's the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. Like, I'm one of seven kids. I went from being the screw-up in the family to the go-to person. You know, today, here we are, you know, I'm in my 25th year now, actually. And, you know, I went from being the embarrassment, you know, and living with what that woman was saying last night, those four horsemen, the terror, fear, bewilderment, despair, to living with, you know, hope, clarity, vision, and, you know, just showing up on a regular basis, you know, and as you stay sober for a long period of time, you go through all these things that we were talking about, sober, you know, and it's like, that's why some people say, well, everybody has the same time, you know, we all have one day. It's like, you know, it's true in one sense, but, you know, when you've got long-term sobriety, you've shown that you can walk through situations and not pick up a drink, you know, that you can walk through with dignity. Even if it's without dignity, you walk through sober, you know, because there's a lot of things I have not been as dignified as I wish, but I stay sober no matter what. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, I'm Marv, and I'm an alcoholic. I've often used the expression I really didn't have a drinking problem. I had a quitting problem. I could drink just fine. They say there's at least one alcoholic in every family tree, and sometimes if you shake the branches, two or three will drop out. And they fell out by the pail full in my family tree. Thanks to the fellowship of this program, the God of my understanding, my father passed away with 20 years of sobriety in this program, and my oldest brother passed away with 20 years of sobriety. And if it had been up to me at 90 days, I would have felt that I was successful in life. I stayed sober. Take me home. But my higher power had a different plan for me, and I'm still here. I told the gentleman here a little while ago that one of the things that I was always doing when I was the last part of my drinking is I was going on the wagon. I had graduated my career from a nightclub entertainer down to bartending, and that was a good position to be in because I could drink a lot like that speaker talked about last night. But my problem was I was trying to quit that last 2 years, and I was always going on the wagon. But again, thanks to the fellowship of this program and the God of my understanding, the life that has been given to me, and they say surrender. They were talking about surrender a while ago as a victory. To me, surrender was a stepping stone to serenity. And it took a series of surrenders. First the alcohol, then all the other surrenders in my life that I went through one at a time as a result of this program. I haven't had to go on the wagon since December 28th of 1968, and I'm eternally grateful for that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Peggy, and I'm an alcoholic. And I got sober in Sacramento, California, and I see some of my fellow Sacramentans here today. I'm surprised. I didn't expect to see anybody except Jeannie. I got sober on January 9th, 1972. And I went to a meeting at Group 3, which was a pretty scuzzy area at the time. The rumor was, they moved shortly afterward, and the rumor was because somebody got mugged outside the meeting. I don't know whether that was true or not, but you know, I've been sober since then, and I now live in Spokane, Washington, and we don't have too many outdoor meetings in Spokane either. We did have 7 feet of snow about 3 years ago, and so it gets pretty ugly there. The big thing for me was that it changed how I felt about myself. Getting sober changed how I felt about myself. I remember saying to somebody I worked with that I felt like one little push and I'd go over the edge into insanity, and she said, "Oh, you don't seem like that." And then I said the same thing to somebody in AA, and she said, "Oh, I know exactly how you feel. I know what you mean." And that was a great relief to me. I had worked for the Army for 7 years before I came to Sacramento, and I went to these Army psychiatrists to try to figure out, you know, how I could get out of trouble and not, I didn't want to quit drinking, I just wanted to get out of trouble. And they didn't understand, and I knew they didn't understand. So I went to this meeting at Group 3, and there were some kind of tough-looking people there, and I heard them talk, and I knew they understood. So I kept coming back. And I have to tell you, I went to a meeting one time, and somebody was laughing at the back, and I said, "What was that about?" And the guy next to me said, "Somebody opened the door, made the sign of the cross, and threw a dollar bill in and then left." Anyway, It's been a great 40 years, and it's great to see some of my old friends from Sacramento. Thank you.
Everybody, Jeannie Alcoholic, happy to be here, aloha, and all that stuff. I had a half a dozen nice speeches prepared, but now I've got to be honest. Oh, this lady back here, whom I did not know would be here, was at the, she worked at the detox center, the old medical model detox center where I got sober in Sacramento, September 21st, 1973, 39 years ago. And it's just been a tremendous experience and joy and adventure. And I got to tell on Gail, although she doesn't know it, I 12-stepped her, helped 12-step her. She's a year behind me. And I very alcoholically used her as my excuse to keep coming back year after year to at a convention to see Gail is still sober. And, you know, my loving, darling husband bought it every time. He bought it so thoroughly that he bought me a condo over here. So I do come back year after year, and I just am so delighted to be here again. And aloha to all.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'm a grateful alcoholic. And TYG is my home group. TYG meets on the windward side of this beautiful island 7 days a week, 7 a.m. during the week and 8:15 on the weekends. I am really grateful to be here, and I feel like a sponge. I just love to soak up everything. And just in this short time, you know, I know that the reason I'm standing here clean and sober today is because when I first came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I had earned my seat, I followed directions, and I built a foundation. You know, my life is based on Alcoholics Anonymous, and today I live the principles. But I do have to say that I hit a bottom at 20 years of sobriety, and I thank God for that. Because my life changed again at 20 years of sobriety. And today, my sobriety date is October 24th, 1984. Makes me 9 days and 28 years sober. And I am just grateful for the foundation of Alcoholics Anonymous. My mother passed away a little over a year ago. Sorry, with 33 years of sobriety, and I'm grateful that this program has given me the opportunity to mend relationships, you know, in my life, and to develop new ones, because for me, Alcoholics Anonymous is the blueprint on how to live with other people, and I'm just really grateful to be here. Thank you.
Okay, Willie and Jim D. Okay, well, we have time for two more speakers. Anybody who didn't sign up and have a burning desire to share?
I'm Kathleen. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is June 9th, 1983. And for the grace of God, He brought me to this program.
The program has served me well. The program has given me the opportunity, and the fellowship has given me the opportunity to change my life. It has given me the opportunity to have those painstaking moments where I know I can get through them. They have, this program and fellowship has given me the opportunity to know what it's like to be a friend. This fellowship has also given me the opportunity to give back. I go to a lot of meetings. I try to seek out newcomers and show them the path. That is what was given to me. I try to give back what I have been given. Thanks for letting me share, and thanks for being here, and thanks for the convention.
You know, everybody has been so good. You've been following the time that we have more time, so we have more time for maybe three more speakers. Come on up for those who wish to share. And as you're coming up, let me tell you something. I chair the cooperation with the elder community, and this lady, Marion B., who founded this committee in Hawaii, which, by the way, was the first committee, you know, in Alcoholics Anonymous, the cooperation with the elder community to exist, once said, you don't have to be 60, you know, to be an elder. You just want to reach 60. And that's, you know, I want to reach 60, and I'm not too far away, and I'm grateful for that. Thanks.
I'm done. I'm an alcoholic. I'm proud to be here, an alcoholic today. And it's taken me a long time to be an old timer. And I don't want to be an old timer anymore. Because I found out you get on the list, all of a sudden it gets shorter. But by the grace of God in this program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm sober today. I got 33 years of sobriety. And that's one day at a time. We forget that. It's one step at a time. And all my sobriety came out of these rooms. One of my original sponsors was Frank Honeycutt. Everybody knows Frank. And the second, he sent me to see Big Richard. And Big Richard said, you want a drink? Come on, boy. I'll give it to you. I didn't drink. But those kind of people took me under their wings and told me how not to drink and how to live. And I got sobriety. So I got wise one day. I said, I got to get away from Frank. I went to Australia. I've been there ever since. Because Frank told me to keep coming back to go to meetings and wait for me. I'll be there next week. He showed up at one. But God rest his soul, he died sober. And all my sponsors are dead. And I hate looking at it today. But it's because of this program I got that. I can remember the old conventions. When they're at the Ulakai, you know, at the Hall Library. I remember those. When we first started, we couldn't get nobody. And all of a sudden, now it's gone big, you know. And I'm on a roll because last year I was very fortunate, you know. Anybody knows what this green band is? There's very few people that got them. 60,000 alcoholics in San Antonio, Texas. They didn't know how to handle us. The cops were bellboys. They're standing on the corner and they say, stop. Cops looked around and says, nobody wants to challenge me. We'd walk across the street, 50 at a hit. We walked into Denny's and we ran them out of food. They didn't think there'd be that many alcoholics in San Antonio at one time. But that's the program. And the people on this program is the ones that kept me sober. I'm seeing some old-timers that are here. And I just want to take the time, you know, for a few people that know the old-timers. J.R., we put him in arrest last year from Australia. He won't be here anymore. We put Adrian Myers from Sydney, from the Gold Coast, one of my other halfway sponsors. I just got the word they put him away a couple weeks ago. you know. And I go to a meeting in Melbourne, Australia, and I'm telling you, ain't nobody here qualified to be an old-timer. It starts at 45 years. And I went in there, and they brought me to the meeting. And I says, am I classified to be an old-timer? Not yet. Come back next year. Went to closes in. I went to the national convention. And I said, my wife said, go to the old-timers. You might be getting on the list. Because I've been to three. When I got 10 years, they told me I'd be an old-timer. I went there, and they says, come back next year. I got 20 years. They told me, come back next year. I got 30 years. They said, come back next year. And the cutoff, and say what I'm trying to get to, at the national convention, how many alcoholics with over 40 years do you think were signed on the book? 575 alcoholics were signed up on the list. They didn't know how to take a speaker. So, you know, this is a very good organization to belong to. It's one day at a time, and it goes on. But if you want to see some good alcoholics, come to Australia. I went there, and now all I do is travel a circuit. We have to go 100 miles, sometimes 200 miles, to go to a meeting. One place we go, up in Darwin, is 300 miles to the next meeting. So how thankful are we today to sit in here and be able to turn a light switch on and go to a flushing toilet even? You know? Thank God, and the convention's here. Next year, the convention is in Central Coast. Easter, every Easter we have it in Australia. So if you want to do something good for yourself, put your dollars in the can. When it gets full, buy the ticket, come to Australia for a couple of weeks, and we'll show you what alcoholism is all about.
Yeah, I'm Steve. I'm an alcoholic. And my sobriety date is St. Patrick's Day, 1987. And in deference to any of the Irish out there, I'm part Irish and part Italian. Unfortunately, the first few years of my life, I followed the Irish side more than I did the Italian side. And I qualified for this. I could go into long, long, long speeches about it. I made it. And, you know, this program's given me everything I've ever dreamed of ever having. And I share it with many people. I see several people here that I share it with on a daily or a weekly basis, or even more often than a weekly. And I'd just like to thank everybody, and I'd like to thank the people that started the program many years ago. Thank you.
All right. You guys, you all have been such a wonderful audience. It isn't